4.8 magnitude earthquake rocked the East Coast.
Two men pleaded guilty to insider trading,
causing higher costs for consumers and preventing development.
We bring you the latest daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's the latest news in 2 minutes, produced by our team of specialized broadcast journalists. Let's hear the latest with our daily news broadcast, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Matt Malik. Extremely powerful storms have torn its way through Texas. Four have died as a result of these storms, and more than 800,000 Texans are without power. Winds reached up to 100 miles per hour, which Houston Mayor John Whitmer compared them to Hurricane Ike, which was one of the most severe storms in American history. Roughly 3 to 6 inches of rain struck the area of Houston, with a maximum of 7 inches reaching some parts of the state. Downtown Houston is littered with debris as the high winds and flooding ravaged through the town. Judge Lena Hildego provides more information on the damage left by the storms.
We don't know the extent of damage yet. We don't know the timeline for electricity restoration. We don't know, again, the exact number of fatalities or injuries. Our emergency operations center is getting more full by the minute, and everybody is just working with their agencies.
Audio provided by ABC. All but essential employees have been urged to work from home as emergency responders are still working to repair damage done by this horrific storm. School has been canceled for more than 400,000 students. In addition to these storms, heat and humidity are expected to pose an issue throughout the weekend. If power is not restored during this time period, then health concerns could appear due to the intense heat. Many parts of the Southeast are expected to receive similar conditions. Nearly 7 million people are at risk of experiencing severe storms such as 3 to 6 inches of rain, quarter-sized hail, and tornadoes. David DePapp, best known as the man who attacked Paul Pelosi, husband of the former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in their home, has been sentenced to 30 years in prison. It was initially recommended by the U.S. Probation Office that DePapp serve a 25-year sentence. A maximum term of 40 years was also thrown around in court by government prosecutors. On November 16th, jurors found DePapp guilty of attempted kidnapping of a federal officer and assault on an immediate family member of a federal officer. The attack occurred on October 28th, 2022. When DePapp broke into the home, Paul Pelosi was able to call 911 before being noticed. Both DePapp and Pelosi were holding the hammer when the police entered the home. DePapp managed to pull away from Pelosi and attack him with the hammer, but was quickly stopped by police. He then testified in court and admitted that he planned to use the couple as bait to lure in University of Michigan professor Gail Rubin, who heads feminist theory and queer studies. U.S. Attorney spokesperson Abraham Simmons provides reassurance in this case.
Today's sentence reflects David DePapp's lack of remorse and contrition for violently assaulting Mr. Pelosi. The court's sentence will ensure that DePapp will not be able to use violence to pollute the political process.
Audio provided by ABC. DePapp is still facing charges from the state, which include attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, and elder abuse, amongst other charges. That's all for this episode of the Bronx News Flash. Your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Mount.
This has been the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for local, national, and international news. Want to stay informed? You can check out all of our previous and future episodes on 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.